According to a new survey, only 49% of Americans are planning to take the flu shot this winter. And of course, the health authorities, whoever they may be, are very frustrated by that. The number is the lowest that it's been in a long time. And they don't understand why. I mean, gosh, with the huge success of COVID vaccines, why isn't everybody scrambling to take the flu shot? What they're missing is that this is 49% of the remaining survivors of the COVID vaccine Holocaust. And since the COVID vaccine has killed probably at least a million Americans, if not many more, there are fewer people left to consent to the flu shot. And then, of course, those who didn't die from the COVID vaccine but were injured by it are a lot less likely to take the flu shot since they've gathered new information about, hey, well, vaccines are dangerous. They can cause major problems. They can kill you. And then, of course, those who didn't take the COVID vaccines are probably not going to take the flu shot either. And then finally, even those who believe in vaccines and who used to take flu shots, turns out that many of them are saying, well, I'll just wear a mask. That's the answer. They're saying, I'm going to wear a mask and practice social distancing and whatever. Don't need a flu shot. Because, of course, we were told during COVID that before the vaccine was even available, we were told to wear a mask and that stops the virus. Remember, that was the narrative. Wear a mask, social distance, lock yourself down, wash your hands, you know, don't talk to people who are close to you. All of this. So people are saying, well, I guess that's what I'll do. Don't need to take the flu shot. Interesting, isn't it? It's especially interesting when you realize that Big Pharma and Health and Human Services and the FDA and the CDC, they are killing off their most loyal repeat customers because their products kill people. So you would think that with each successive year, there would be fewer and fewer people who are willing to take these vaccines because, well, fewer of them are left alive. But to me, it's still astonishing that 49%, at least according to the survey, 49%, roughly half the American population, is still willing to inject themselves with something that might harm them or kill them. That's incredible. Weren't they watching the last 2 years? Did they not see what's been happening? Don't they know that many of their friends probably died after taking the vaccine? Or do they believe CNN that tells them, oh no, it was just a coincidence. All these heart attacks and strokes and myocarditis and sudden death, it's just coincidence. Quote, died suddenly. Gee, what could be causing that? I wonder. So 49% of the American people remain apparently oblivious. And frankly, that's the 49% that globalist depopulation pushers like Bill Gates are targeting first. It's like, hey, it's the low-hanging fruit of depop. Just go for the morons who are dumb enough to line up and commit vaccine suicide. There we go. We've identified them. It's the 49%. And by the way, don't you dare ask any of these health authorities the following question. What was the most effective cure for the flu? According to actual data over the last couple of years, what was the most effective cure for the flu? Oh, it was COVID. Yeah. See, because as all the hospitals were saying everybody had COVID, they said nobody had the flu. So for most of 2020, the number of flu cases was pretty close to zero. Not exactly, but very, very close to zero. And it makes you wonder, well, where did all the flu go? Because normally there are hundreds of thousands of flu cases a year. Where did all the flu go? And why are there all these cases of, quote, COVID? Oh, wait a second. Oh, flu got renamed COVID and diagnosed as COVID because then the hospitals made up to $500,000 per patient by declaring it to be complex COVID and putting people on remdesivir and ventilators and in some cases murdering them and collecting $500,000 from the United States government. That's where all the flu went. It became COVID. It's like viral transgenderism. Today, I woke up as the flu, but I chose to self-identify as SARS-CoV-2. But if the flu is real and a real threat all the time, then, again, what happened to flu in 2020? What happened to flu in 2021? And then, I know the mask pushers are going to say, well, flu went away because people wore masks. It proves that masks work. Okay, great. Keep wearing your mask. Just... then if that's the case, why do you need the flu vaccine? No, seriously. You can't have it both ways. Either the masks work, in which case you don't need the vaccines, or the masks don't work, in which case, where did the flu go in 2020? How did it disappear? And then there's the far more obvious point encompassing all of this, that the people you know who get the sickest are the people who keep getting flu shots. They have more severe cases of flu. They have more frequent cases of flu. The flu shots worsen the flu. Yeah, think about it. Think about people you know who love to get vaccinated. Are they the people that are still alive and still fine and still healthy and never get sick? No. The people who love to get vaccinated are people who always get sick. And when they do get sick, it's more severe with longer durations in the hospital. And that's true with COVID vaccines as well. And you look at people who are getting sick right now, someone who's unvaccinated might get sick for a day or two. Someone who's been vaccinated might get sick for a week or two. That's what I'm observing. It's quite remarkable, but just some things to think about. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Do what you want this flu season, but I'm not taking the shot and I'm not wearing a mask. I'm taking vitamin D. Take care.